This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP. The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes. I feel a little less alone.
Oh, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Yeah. So let's just dive right into this.
For you, what a press conference.
If you're watching the YouTube, we just got a fist bump from Jack Fritz. I think you're joking. But I can't tell sometimes with you if you've somehow, like, in the last week deluded yourself.
Come on, dude. They were never winning. They were never going to win. I mean, what are we talking about?
Why did we spend the whole season talking about it?
It was 2.5 months of track.
It was like 4 months, really.
No, listen. It was tough.
I know.
What did we expect to win? I'm sorry. I was really excited. If we did this podcast before the press conference,
it would have been a very different press conference or a different podcast.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah.
But yes, I am ready for the offseason.
Okay.
It was brutal. It was tough. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I got over it really fast. Like,
did you?
In a shocking amount of time.
So I did and I didn't. Like, I get it because, like, sure. As the series started, and as you know, especially after game three, I was like, all right, like, and I said it to you on the post game show. I was like, they're just better. Like, the Mets are just better. Mm-hmm. Like, I accept it. So I was able to kind of accept it, but getting over it is a very different thing for me. Like, I am not over it. Like, when I hear the term Phillies, I get angry still, and I get sad, and I get depressed, and I feel like I wasted 6 months of my life. Jack, as you like to point out, how many months do I have left to waste?
We're counting them down.
That's right.
We're counting them down.
I can't do that, man.
No, I know. And you only have so many of these seasons left.
That's right. Tough. That's right.
It's tough when you go through. I mean, it was basically a waste. It was
a full-on waste.
That was over in a week. You know, I was sitting there on Monday back at Chickie's.
Great.
And I was thinking to myself, man, literally a week ago,
we said
one of the most fun games. And we said they better win the series or else no one's going to remember
it. No one's going to remember it.
But yeah, it's like, you know.
By the way, we got 8 games at Citizens Bank Park each of the last 2 postseasons. 2 this year. It just feels so unfulfilled.
Yes.
Man, it feels like, I kept saying to Emily too, it was like, I felt like I had, like, blocked off October. Like, it was like in my head. It was like, you know what I mean? It was like in my head, like, I can't do anything. I can't focus on this. I can't focus on, like, I got to worry about the Phillies and that's it. And staying up late and getting, no sleep and riding it and all, like, my whole October. And then it was like, what the hell do I do? Now I got to, like, do things? Now I got to, like, the to-do list that I was like, I don't have to worry about this for a freaking month. It's like, oh, call this person, do that, back to life. I hate it.
Well, yeah, and that's why I don't know how to.
Well, you nailed that right
there. I don't know how to put this into words, but I'll try.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
That's what we do here.
Podcast. I mean,
yeah, if you don't put it into words, it would never happen. Never be said.
Cocky is not the right word, but it was like we got too comfortable. Like, too much, like, that's how it is. We get into October. And really, it's the team's fault, too.
Yes.
It's when the team talks. It was
no,
like,
doubt.
And
honestly, from the top down, like, it's the
besides Middleton.
Yeah.
Besides Middleton, from the Dombrowski down,
yeah.
I would say. Because the biggest thing off of yesterday. And
yeah, Middleton gets no blame in any of this. Like, love you, John. Yes. Keep doing what you're doing, pal. You are we are so lucky to have you as an owner. Below you, we're ripping everyone.
but it's, like, there was so much conversation of, well, you know, October, like, you know, I got freaking Elliott saying, well, it's gonna be a super long run. And like, there's so many jinxes. It was just, there's too many jinxes. There's too much of the national media that were picking the Phillies to win the World Series. I want them to stop.
You got freaking Barstool guy putting millions on the Phillies.
Oh,
it's like, hell off.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. No one wants you here.
I don't know what they're supposed to do with the amount of jinxes that were going their way. There
this
was
is,
just
this is a good angle on this.
What did you want them to do? With the
not
amount,
chase? Does jinxes make you chase?
Well, I don't know if you heard yesterday. They were actually 6.
Yes. The Mets chase. Dave knew exactly what I wanted to hear yesterday, and that was it.
Yep.
That was the exact thing I wanted out of his mouth. Well, Not as bad as you think.
Hey, hey, don't be too mad. We chased less than the Mets in the series.
Oh, man.
What do you, I mean, really don't, you should be happy, actually. I mean, we should be throwing a parade that you know, that we chased less than the
Mets.
They
just got hits and we didn't.
Yes, that's generally how it works. Between that, I mean, it was, so the biggest thing about the press conference yesterday
was that it was awful and I hated it. Yes, I agree completely.
Is that Dombrowski usually makes me feel so much better.
Yes.
He makes me feel so much better when I'm talking.
This is the first time he didn't.
Not at all. I mean, it was.
He made me feel worse.
It was just a miss. It was a big old swing and a miss. I mean, they chased during the press conference. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yes.
They chased. They swung and missed. It wasn't even close. It was.
So you're the best in the business right there.
It was so not what anyone wanted to hear at all.
I know. It was no money or any of it.
I just wanted to hear a little bit of like, dude, we're mad. We're not happy with
accountability
how this-
across the board. I mean, he even still defends the trade deadline. Like, he still won't say, yeah, guys, my bad. I shouldn't have thought that was going to work. Like, whoops. He still won't even say. He's like, well, Austin's got hurt. Sorry, guys. Are you crazy? He mentioned Tyler freaking Phillips, dude. Tyler Phillips made his way into the end of season press conference.
I'm sort of over talking about the fifth starter thing. I mean, it wasn't going to affect the playoffs. It was still, looking back, I understand why they didn't go for a fifth starter.
I'm just talking about the lack of accountability in any of it.
I know. And he did mention Tanner Banks, which was shocking. Didn't think that Tanner
Banks. Oh, yeah. He's like, Tanner did great. He's exactly what we wanted from him.
Exactly what we wanted. A fifth inning mop up reliever. That's
great. Worked out awesome.
Fantastic.
Terrific. Great.
Dynamite stuff. It was brutal. I mean, it was so not how the fan base is feeling. It didn't lift anyone up. It was a lot of like, well, that's baseball.
Yeah.
And
yes, if you had to like just sum it up in a phrase, they just said, well, baseball.
Well, and if I hear one more time, and it's the thing that drove me nuts most of the press conference was about, well, listen, the key to the offense is make sure we use off fields. Oh, okay. So
brand new idea here.
So we're gonna tell a bunch of 30-plus-year-olds.
That's what I'm saying.
It was. If you think that's gonna unlock something with the offense, by the way, Rob Thomas said we told them every day use the whole field. They didn't, and then we're gonna bring back the same hitting coach.
Right.
what are we doing?
It's a definition of insanity. It feels like you not, know.
Again, to
I know.
Up,
I'm doing the Philly thing.
I know,
but it's the Philly thing. Like, that's the expecting a different result. They're doing the same freaking thing again. And to your point, like, the idea that these guys who can't even stop chasing, they said, Trey Turner said, sorry, not going to do it. Don't want to, really. When I get up at the plate, competitive juice is slow. Alec Bohm was like, nope, sorry, I'm going to swing whatever the hell I want to swing at. Like, and then they think that all of a sudden these guys are like, yeah, I'll spray it all over the field. Oh, you want me to hit the opposite field? No problem. I'll change how I do my approach. Alec Bohm just says he's not changing anything. Like, what? I don't understand it's like willful ignorance here.
Well, and they tried to do with Castellanos tried at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and it batted 170. Yeah,
it didn't work. I don't know what Stott's season was. I mean,
Bryce turns 32 today. Bryce Harper's 32 years old now.
I know.
I'm not happy.
No.
I'm not.
I don't think it was. My big hope is that it was just a press conference where they're going to lie and they're not going to tip their hand and not going to say what they're really going to do. Because if they run it back with the same exact coaching staff,
which is the coaching staff's back, like that is done. Yeah. Like what the he could have been lying about, you know, we don't need a big star. There's nothing. They could still go after Soto, all that type of stuff. The people will all say the only reason Kevin Long's here is because of Soto. Like, maybe.
Better be.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's at least possible, but that Soto still has to pick you in that case. But, like, the fact that, like, the coaches are back. Like, they are not getting fired. Like, no matter what, they might be lying about the rest of the offseason. This coaching staff is back.
Well,
100% back.
And I'm honestly fine with Thompson being back.
I'm okay with it. Like, it. Whatever.
I said last week that if they're not going to be able to make any changes on the roster, someone has to take the fall for this. And if they, again, they rolled over, essentially. They rolled over in games 3 and 4. Looks like the message wasn't getting through. Like, there's a case to fire Rob Thompson. I don't think it's his fault why they lost, but someone has to take the fall here. So
And he has had three really bad decisions in big moments in three straight postseasons. I mean, pulling Wheeler was a disaster. Going to Kimbrel was a disaster. And bringing Hoffman back out and leaving him in for three batters was a disaster.
Mm-hmm. So the long one, I don't get. Unless they think there's some insane chance to get Juan Soto. It's the only thing that makes sense. Gotham, I'm glad staying.
Me too. I never wanted Gotham.
Perfectly fine with Gotham.
Yeah, I would be upset if they
I would definitely be upset with it.
Well, that wasn't the problem. I mean, it's not Gotham's fault the bullpen forgets how to pitch in the playoffs. Like, that's not, you know.
They choked. I mean, they absolutely choked. So the coach staff is 100% back. There is no way, and my big saving grace is that there's no way Middleton agrees with what they said yesterday. There's no way. There's no way that guy who in the middle of the season when they were struggling was mad they were struggling, even though they're the best, like, quote unquote record in baseball. There's no way he's listening to them say, nah, this is fine. We're gonna run this back. They have to understand, and this, like, they have to get it through their heads that if they run it back, you're not getting 45,000 a game or 43,000. We're getting back down to, it's going to be a little bit lower. You can't, you cannot expect the fan base to be super all in. Like, we're going to watch every game. We love them. Like, we'll never
watch every game when they were terrible. Yeah, exactly.
And our listeners will as well. But to run it back with the same team for the third straight year, essentially, minus like Trey, if you want to go off of 22. And
after getting worse each year, a worse finish each of the 3 years,
it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And again, unless they get in and they go on a magical run, like, of course people are going to be in, but this fan base is going to need to be won over in a way they have not had to be won over the last couple of years.
Well, and on top of that, to your point, I think that's such a good way to put it, that unless they get in and go on a magical run, it feels like that's what they're banking on. It feels like, unless, again, they're lying about what they're saying and they go out and they make all kinds of crazy moves this offseason and it was all smoke, that's great. But if it's not, and if the plan or whatever, the semblance of a plan that we heard yesterday is, it's basically, we're running it back and we hope our guys get hot at the right time. Like, that's it. That's a plan.
And use the whole field. Well, and we're going to teach 30-year-olds to use the whole
field. Yeah, all of a sudden, these guys are going to become completely different.
Oh, man.
Like, what?
Great idea.
It's insane. That part of it is actually batch.
Maybe they'll change.
I held it in. I think Harrison Tucker is, I'm so sorry, Tucker. I held it in. I said, shh.
Come on.
I'm allowed to say shh. James, tell people to be quiet.
No, just James Sirianni. We get it. I mean, it's.
Hey, are my kids here? I don't see Zoe anywhere. All right. I don't see Zoe here.
But listen, maybe they'll change the lineup around. That's going to be their big offensive adjustment.
Man, great.
You just got to get Schwarber on the leadoff spot. That'll jumpstart this whole thing. It's, again, I'll give them a benefit of the doubt. It's probably the wrong word because I don't think they deserve the benefit of the doubt, right, given what they've done after, you know, move wise after 22. I guess I'll just believe it when I see it on opening day, or not opening day, but spring training, that this is the same team. Because there's just no freaking way. There's no way. And Dave Dombrowski, again, if I hear one more, and I like Dave Dombrowski, I really do. I think he's done a pretty good job. He struggled since 22. If I hear one more time about how aggressive he is, he knows when to strike, he knows when to make, like, do it. I got to see.
You haven't done it here. He has not done it. He's not done it once here.
You can spend the owner's money all you want. Make a difference-making move. Can you make one tough decision?
Yeah.
They have to make a tough decision this offseason. Are you going to choose to move on from Bohm? Are you going to choose to move on from Marsh? Are you going to choose maybe Stott? Are you going to go pay for Juan Soto? You can't just, like, yeah, we'll just pay someone to come here. Like, make a tough decision to see if you can jump and move this thing forward. He hasn't made a tough decision since he got here. There's been a tough decision since he got here of, like, this is what I have to do. It was such a disheartening press conference yesterday. First off, from the tone they set, which was, it was a short series, it was the Mets, they were hot, what do you want us to do in baseball?
Exactly.
And from the standpoint of, we're pretty locked in. I don't know what, it's so missed the mark as to where this fan base is. I need someone to sound mad about how that went. The players, I mean, this is how they talked for 2 months of, don't worry. Like,
oh, we're fine.
When we get in, we know how to play in October. You don't. This is a 2 second straight year. You had to lead 3-2 against the Diamondbacks. You blew it. You had the home field advantage in this series and you blew it. Like, I just, do it. Prove to me it rather than just telling me it.
And we heard it even coming out of the locker room. I mean, I hated it. It didn't get much like pub, but I hated that Nick Castellanos said, we think we're a better team. You weren't. You very clearly weren't close to that Mets team. And guess what? They've been a better team for 4 freaking months. Like, this whole, like, we were the best team in baseball thing. And look, I think we all, to your point, we got comfortable. And we're like, yeah, the record's still good. You know, like, look at the record. we deluded ourselves into not realizing that they were an average team for more than they were a great team. They were a great team for 2 months. They were an average team for 4 months.
And it doesn't seem like they totally understand why they're home right now.
Yeah.
Which worries me from the standpoint of Dave Dombrowski's been a general manager since what, 1991?
Mid-90s at least. Because he was pretty young. I forgot what the Expos
built. The Expos,
yeah,
built the Marlins, right. And then went to the
Marlins was 97. He was there for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Either way, he's been a GM for 30 years.
Yeah.
30 more years. Mm-hmm. You know, almost your entire life. The fact that they can't put their finger on what, like, Rob Thompson has been a bench coach for the Yankees since 96, 97. He doesn't really understand why they're home. He can't figure out. They can't figure out if they want to start hot or not. I mean, the way they talk yesterday, it's like, maybe we need to rest these guys more. Okay, well, what if you miss the playoffs?
Well, especially after they just did this, got to start hot. It's the most important thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like you do that, and then if you fail, and then you're like, well, that was terrible. Let's do the other. It's like crazy. There's no logic to any of this.
Well,
stuff.
And the other thing that's kind of concerning to me is they're just like, oh, well, the Mets are on a magical run. And the Tigers were on, like, oh, okay, what about the Yankees
and the Dodgers?
And the Dodgers,
yeah.
Who were up there with you as the best records in baseball.
And also, by the way, enough of this Mets magical run thing. The Mets have the highest payroll in baseball. All right.
Yeah.
I know they got rid of a lot of it, and there's some. It is skewed, but they said for their best player makes a $341 million contract. Their best player makes more money than anyone on the Phillies in terms of full overall contract. All right. Mm-hmm. Brandon Nimmo makes what $120 million deal. Alonso is not paid, but he's going to be paid this year. Like, it's not like it's a team full. The Tigers, that was a magical little thing. That was unfreaking believable that a bunch of guys making $2 million or less did that. Like, this is not some, like, underdog story, the Mets thing. Like, it's actually annoying how much it's like, oh, look at this magical team out of nowhere. Like, enough.
I know. No, and listen, and the issue with them, too, is that they're going to have $100+ million coming off the books this offseason, you know, with the Verlander and Scherzer deals, I believe. So they're going to have even more money to go do and what they want to do. Now, at the same time, the Mets are on a lot of 1 year deals. You know, they got to make a decision about Severino, about Manaea, about Alonso, about I think Marte's running out this year. I don't know. But either way, like, they have a lot of guys on 1 year.
Yeah, Manaea's earned himself a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it was a lot of throw your hands in the air. Rather than this is going to be an offseason of action. And again, maybe they're just doing lip service. Dave Dombrowski's been, you know, pretty good at lying the last couple of years.
He has, but he is also pretty honest. But yes, when he needs to lie,
like the defensive bone felt a little over the top.
Like he did. We all remember was it Bob Brown?
No,
and
it was Ben Brown.
Ben Brown and Logan O'Hoppe. Yep. Ben Brown, Bob Brown.
Same. Yes.
Bob Brown was an Eagle, I think, right?
Bob Brown?
Yeah, old school Eagle. Like, maybe
tackle.
Yeah, he might be like in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Regular Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Nice pull there by you.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm still not over, and this is no disrespect. This is, I promise. I had no idea who the hell Fred Hill was. Did you watch the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I watched the game. What do you mean?
Like, Fred Hill, they honored him in the first
quarter. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was like, whoa.
I don't know.
He started the Ron McDonald House. I was like, this guy should be someone I've heard of before.
Show. I know you guys don't listen to the pregame show.
No. What do you think, Tucker?
Busy.
Come on. I'm working.
Yeah. I'm not. But it was. He's apparently eating for like 8 years.
Yeah, he started the Ronald McDonald House. Like, he should be a much more. You're right.
Hey, shout out to Fred. How did Ertz get to wear Fred Hill's number? I mean, that's something.
Yeah, it ridiculous. Is.
But I forget where I was. I hope it was a lie. And
it was that he can lie. So you're back.
Sure. He has lied in the past. There's just.
He's told a lie before.
He's told many lies before. And again, my big saving grace is I find it very hard to believe. It would have to be a total, like, Middleton has to be the best actor of all time for it to be true. There's just no way that Middleton agrees with what they put out there yesterday. There's no way. He's going to shell out big money. We'll see if they can get Soto. I have no idea.
There's going to be a lot of people willing to shell out big money.
Yes, turns out he's pretty good. It's just,
both New York teams will be heavily involved.
Well, at least we're keeping the hitting coach around with the false hope.
It's great. Winning. Yeah, he's going to come here because of his hitting coach. Like, really?
Hitting coach Trey Turner and Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Howie Kendrick. Yeah. And Howie Kendrick. Who could forget? Do you think... I know they extended him. Is next year a start slow, move on thing? Or do you think
I think they only extended him so he wasn't a lame duck.
Well, no, I know.
And my point being, though,
do you think heading into the year, he's like a bad 2 months from being fired?
Sure. I don't think he definitely will be, but do I think it's on the table? Sure. You know?
Especially if they run it back. There's no other moves they can make.
What else are they going to do? There's like, no how else do you shake this thing up? Back to Nebraska, though, I do think you made we've talked very positively about Dombrowski, and we do think that overall he's done a good job here, but the more this goes on...
Don't make us bring up the first podcast.
But honestly, here's where I'm going. I think the first podcast, like, we weren't as wrong as we thought we were right after, because I think the thing that we were wrong about was that Dave Dombrowski, and we've talked about this, I think Dave Dombrowski is all-time great, masterful at building an organization, at looking at an organization and understanding what a winning organization looks like, how a winning drafting and development group operates, and how a winning front office operates. But to your point, in terms of building the roster on the field moves, especially because he hasn't come in and done the Dave Dombrowski thing, he has done a mediocre job. I mean, we've talked about it for a couple months here, the Klentak resurgence. Like, when you really look at the vast majority of great players on the scene, they're Matt Klentak guys.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that Dave Dombrowski has done is I think he's obviously brought professionalism, like you said. They were not that.
No, it's been really important. I don't want to underrate it. It's just off the field.
And that's a hard thing to bring up on the radio because people just get mad. On this podcast, I feel comfortable bringing it up. Like,
our people get it.
Yes,
we have very smart listeners. Yes.
He has brought them from a team that was stuck in the past that didn't know what they wanted to be. Did they want to be an analytics group or an old school group? And I think he's found a good way to blend the two. So I think he deserves a lot of credit.
He's brought in smart people and all that type of stuff.
Yes. Correct. The on the field, I think he has gotten them to, I think he's figured out winners in a way. Like, bringing in Schwarber is a huge move.
Okay. His best move.
It's his best move by far. Sosa, I think, is really important.
Yeah, Sosa was a nice move. You know, the Alvarado trade when he first got here is a nice move. But like...
I keep waiting for we talked about this. Where is the signature? There it is. There's the all-in move. And what I keep coming back to, and they might be right. I'm not saying they're wrong, because there is a chance they're right, is I think that they are so worried about what happened in 2012 to 2018.
Oh, clearly.
Where the cupboard was bare, and they don't want to move on from some of these guys.
I totally agree with you.
And the difference, I think the difference is that when he got to Boston, his only job from
was win a World Series. Yep.
Go win a World Series, pay whatever.
Don't care what it takes. Yep.
And I don't think that's the case here. I think the Phillies want to win a World Series.
But they want to be
I think they want to keep the window open as long as possible.
Middleton said it. He's, he and Dombrowski have said it. They both said, that this isn't just our year. We're going to the future.
By the way, we probably should have listened to what they said after the season a lot more. They asked him World Series or bust. He's like,
they definitely were like, not really. I mean,
Dave Dombrowski said 2 days before the postseason started, I don't know about the offense. I mean, I'm kind of essentially.
Guess what? He said after the season ended too. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we're just gonna re-rack it.
We actually were better than the Mets are chasing. That's what you all wanted.
We scored the fist mouth runs. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
I just want to throw that. I do think though
did win the World Series in May. They did.
They were. I mean, all time great.
They really thought
all time great early on.
We were talking
Marlins and Yankees and our Mariners and Yankees and stuff. I will say, look, I do think that to get to the core of it, I do think that we are in an era of baseball, and we've talked about this a lot, where it is get hot at the end and be the best team in the postseason and all that, and I think that that's kind of messing with their heads a little bit too. To your point, do they need to start hot? Do they need to get hot at the end? All this type of stuff. So I do think there is a world where, they just get into the playoffs and everything works out right and they win. Like, that is possible because that's what baseball is now. But I get frustrated because you are right smack dab in the middle of a window with these guys, and we're starting to get to the back end of that window, at least for Harper and Turner and these guys,
JT.
JT. I mean, JT, this will probably be his last year as a Philly, right? I mean, like, most likely. So, I mean, we hope it is, honestly. I don't want them paying JT at 35 years old, to be honest, depending on what he costs. But, like, I understand them saying, hey, you know what? Like, it's kind of a crapshoot when we get to the playoffs, so do we really want to do this or do that or whatever? But, like, you can't run your team that way. You can't, like, not try and maximize a window when you have it in any way you can.
Well, and what it keeps coming back to at the same time too is that, listen, if the two teams in the ALCS that were up 2-0, I know that the series is 1-1, but let's say the Mets are up 2-0 and the Tigers are up 2-0 in the ALCS.
The Guardians.
I'm just saying, like, because the Guardians have been one of the best teams in baseball
all year. You're talking about a team that got hot. Gotcha.
If these two teams are going to, it's a Mets Tigers World Series, then I would be more forgiving in a way of like, okay, well, listen, there's two hot teams, but it's not. It's three out of the four best teams in baseball that are still in this thing. And the Yankees are taking it to the Guardians.
They are.
Without Aaron Judge really doing anything besides garbage time Aaron left.
All time. Like, he's the new Kershaw. He is.
So funny.
He is, though, right? Dude, I mean, he's the new Kershaw.
Dude, he hit 50. How many home runs?
58 home runs.
He hit 58 home runs this
year. And he had like 51 going into September and then got a little cold.
He had 58 home runs this year. He's going to win the AL MVP. And they intentionally walked him last night for Giancarlo Stanton.
I know. They intentionally walked Stanton, which they should. I mean, Stanton's about as...
They walked Soto to get the job.
Soto to get the job. Whatever. Yeah, that's what it was. And either way, they should. I'm more afraid of Soto and Stanton for that. I mean, Stanton's a stud in the playoffs.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's wild.
If Giancarlo Stanton gets to 500 home runs, is he a Hall of Famer?
No.
I can't do it.
I know.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
So clearly not a Hall of Famer when you watch.
But he might. He's at 430, I think.
Is he that high? I didn't realize he had put together enough seasons to get that high.
I know.
Wow. I mean, he's going to get there then, probably.
Well,
I don't know. Who knows? But
there's just no, I can't do it.
I can't either.
I can't do
it. Now, Mike Stanton.
Mike Stanton. Dude, he's at 429 career.
Wow. I'm.
And a big post, kind of a big postseason resume.
Well, the postseason resume helps him the most. Yeah.
They win the World Series.
Yeah. And he keeps doing this.
Is Judge a Hall of Famer?
Probably. I mean, probably. It's still early in his career comparatively to.
Do you think Juan Soto's going to?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Juan Soto's 25 years old. Can we talk about the fact that he's 20? I know you were. He's 20. I thought he was. He just turned 26. Yeah, like it's, or he's about to any day. He's right. I know it's in October.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
We'd like to have him if we can get him.
All right. So let's get to that thing. Like, all right. So I do think that they'll be in on Soto. Like, there's been enough reporting, and I do think the Kevin Long thing, like, it's the most logical solution or answer for the Kevin Long thing is, oh, they think. But, like, can we really expect / ask John Middleton to give, and I know it's a different situation, he's younger, he's better, all that, but, like, after watching this Trey Turner thing and knowing you have 9 years and $245 million left to pay Trey Turner, man, do you think John's going to hand out another 10-year, $500 million? It seems like such a big ask. Like, it seems like if you're Dombrowski, how do you go in that room and be like, hey, give me $450 million after I just gave,
or five,
after I just gave $300 to this guy who we're going to keep him at shortstop, so that's cool, right? Yeah.
Well, actually, his defensive metrics aren't that bad.
Oh, I couldn't believe that. Shout out to Tim Kelly for going back.
Oh, the Bulldog.
The Bulldog TK.
That's what Bloomsburg teaches you, baby.
That's right. I forgot. I should have known.
You know me.
Like, look, I never expected them to move. I'm hopping things. I never expected them to move Turner next year.
Not next year.
Not next year, eventually. But, like, it's the best for the team. Like, what?
Yeah.
What a thought. Like, but you promised Trey Turner, you gave him a lot of money. You said you're going to be our shortstop, so you get to be our shortstop. Like, that's the kind of thing where if they're winning, you kind of are like, all right, you know, we're whatever, it's fine. But, like, when you don't win and there are these things where it's like you can point to and be like, that's not how sports are supposed to work. Like, I get it that you paid him a lot of money, but you're supposed to put the best players in the best positions to try and win games. And I don't give a crap about where that guy wants to play. Like, are you kidding me? Like, it's all backwards.
Well, I mean, it's not really backwards. It's how sports work. I mean,
but it shouldn't be. Like, do you think that money and where a guy wants to play should supersede what's best for the team? Holistically speaking.
No, but you have to.
I get it. I accept.
Matter. I'm just saying, relationships.
He's here. He's signed. Where's he going to go? Oh, good. I hope he asks for a trade. I'd love to trade him. Get out of here.
He's going
to
play shortstop one more year.
Yeah.
One more year. And then he's going to be in center field.
Good. So he's going to suck at shortstop another year. That'd be great.
Dude, he was heating up the last 2 weeks.
Oh,
you
stop.
Know that. You know that.
He stinks. He's a bad defensive
shortstop. He could have turned a double play, by the way.
Yeah, he's a bad defensive shortstop.
Yeah.
Not even below average.
Well, you don't even need he's so mediocre. You don't even have to look at the defensive runs.
Oh, well, that was the point. It's like you're going back. We have eyes.
Yeah, don't need
We have eyes.
I just wonder, I mean, they're going to have some tough decisions with, obviously, Turner. He's probably going to be center field or left field
someday.
I wish the bat profiled better for left field.
I do too.
You know, yeah. So
center field makes the most sense. He's fast enough to play it. It's just you're throwing him out that he's never played it, or not since he was young, you know.
Besides his major league debut, he played center field.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was looking that up earlier in the season.
That's cool.
When everyone was mad at me for suggesting that idea. Like, are people crazy? Whatever. Now everyone's like, oh, you got really?
No. Well, but, yeah, that's come back around, huh?
Whatever. So he's going to be in center field at some point. I just wonder what the
Before we move on from this, Xander Bogaerts got $280 million from the Padres.
Moved him to second.
After 1 year. Said, all right, I'll play second base. Sure. Like, you already got your money, dude. Like, just help the team. Whatever.
Sure. Well, it's going to be a big topic of conversation.
We're going to talk about it. It ain't going away.
Yeah. Well, what if he...
Unless he's great. Yes. Unless he has a magical year to
retire. I'm more curious as to what the long-term answer at shortstop is going to be.
It's Starlin Cava.
Where's Cava?
80 grade, 80 bro. Grade. Like, let's go. I don't care if you can hit. Go freaking pick it out there.
Everyone doesn't care if they can hit until they get to the major league.
Until he's Johan Rojas at shortstop. Yeah, exactly.
Johan Rojas. Who, I love the plan this off.
Oh, it's great. I'm happy that he brought that up.
Yeah.
Maybe he told us about the plan for Johan Rojas.
He's going to live in Clearwater.
Dude. So, like, all right, let's get to some of the specific player stuff, because he did say, like, Marsh and Castellanos, they love them. Great, they're back. Boom, love him. He's back. We're set. I mean, the only options for changing the lineup around their center field and left field, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yes. How do you feel about that? And how much do you believe that is better?
So, I don't believe the left field one at all. I do not believe that. I don't think. They're going to have to break up with someone from the daycare. And by the way, if I hear daycare,
Alec Boehm's 28 years. Alec Boehm's going to be 29 next season.
I know.
All right.
I know.
He's your
age. Old to be in a daycare.
Do we call you daycare Jack around here? No, we don't.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
I'm actually of the younger producers. I'm the older one.
I know.
Is fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's try being me, pal. All right.
Well, listen, buddy. You signed up for it.
I did.
With your voice of yours.
I know.
It's really your
miracle.
Downfall.
I know. It's a miracle.
It's perpetually young, James Seltzer.
I know.
So I don't buy the. I think they'll look to upgrade left field. And I think if I was betting, right? If I was just, and I would never. No, not a big gambler.
No, never. Never talk about it. never think about it.
If I was a betting man, I think that they would move off of Boehm. I think they're willing to move off of Boehm if there's a logical solution that would not theoretically make them worse. I don't think they're married to Alec Boehm. He's a year left. I don't think they're going to extend him this offseason.
Oh, I don't either.
No.
Get something for him while you can, theoretically.
Listen, I got it in the take bag, but let's get it out of the way.
Ooh.
There's a path to a Boehm for Devin Williams trade.
Ooh.
And an Alex Bregman signing.
Yeah.
Phillies to sign Bregman.
I mean, he's old.
I hate the idea.
You've always hated Alex. You've been like Alex Bregman. You've never been a big
thought,
Alex.
I thought he's the most overrated player.
Yeah, yeah. You've always, I feel like we've talked about this before.
A long time. Yeah. And now I need him. But
you take a guy who's had big playoff moments in one World Series before. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Awesome.
So I just
get another Jew in here, no big deal.
I know.
You know?
That's big stuff.
Just saying.
But I just think that there's a path here for that kind of deal. And with Bregman, I am getting about sick and tired of paying for past performance, but unfortunately, it's where the team is at to where it's,
you don't really have a
it's
choice.
The only thing you can do because if you don't want to trade prospects, you're going to have to pay people. I don't know what to tell you.
One or the other. That's the way it works.
And the thing that worries me the most about a possible Bregman deal is that I know that they like to stretch out deals. Like, it could be like a 6-year deal, which I don't want. Can we just go like
the 2030 Phillies are going to be a disaster. We're going to be like, they're like, well, that's the thing with this prospect thing where it's like, well, we don't want to trade our chips because we don't want to be bad for a while. You're going to have a 38-year-old Harper and a 37-year-old Turner or whatever out there. Like, you're going to be bad anyway. Like, go all in now.
Aiden's coming.
Uh-huh.
By the way, no pressure, kid. I mean, there's been so much Aiden Miller. And yeah.
He's still really.
I love him.
He's still really.
He's 20.
Yeah, he's
Smith Crawford are 20 years old.
I know.
They're 20. Like, deep breaths. I know there was Zimmerman.
You know, played in the World Series in 19. Juan Soto. Just saying.
I know. You know who's hitting coach?
Batting cleanup in the World Series.
You know who's hitting coach?
So did Miguel Cabrera, by the way. Yes, yeah, who?
Pretty good. Kevin Long. But
Miguel Cabrera on those 97 Marlins. Batting cleanup in the 03 Marlins. I was going to say Nebraska. On the 03 Marlins.
And then Nebraska traded for him.
Yep. 19 years old, batting cleanup in the world. What a stud.
So hold on.
So I drafted him in fantasy the next year, and he was friggin' awesome. Like, I'm like the eighth round. He was a superstar.
Could not imagine playing fantasy baseball in 2004.
Oh, yeah. My team was insane. I had Pujols. It was Tejada the year. He had 150 RBI. Dude, that was the best team I ever had, that 04 team. I dominated.
People still talk about it to this day. Yeah. How good your
team name. Freak plus TO equals Super Bowl. Nailed that too.
Dude, that's like my ESPN.com password for till I was in college.
Yeah.
After TO left was TO sucks for life. The four.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you. And an SUX.
That's good.
That's how you know I was mad.
Yeah.
Kept that for a long time.
That's good.
Might still work. Might have to check and see if it's still
well,
works.
Well, someone listening could check. There you go.
I was really mad.
Jack's old email.
I was really mad at TO. And they should have just paid him.
We all agree on that, buddy. That is not a hot take around here. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? So traded for Miguel Cabrera with the Tigers. Mm-hmm. Traded for Chris Sale with the Red Sox. Where are we at? I mean, where is it?
Yeah.
Where's the trade?
Yeah.
Where's the big trade? Is it Garrett Crochet this offseason?
I mean, that was his MO.
I know.
That's the reason we were upset.
I know. Well aware.
Now we're there. Now we're like, Dave, go freaking do it, man.
So back to Bregman and Devin Williams. Because that's why I'm excited.
I could see it on your face, buddy.
Devin get Bregman batting second rather than, you know, Chase Raid over there.
What a good nickname. Like, oh, my God.
I mean,
Chase Turner.
I mean, holy cow.
Yes.
Let's Turner move down, maybe.
I might call him Chase Turner now.
Or move up. I don't know. But if you have him... Bregman is 100% trending down. There's no doubt about it. But he hit 26 home runs last year.
He's a freaking winner, man.
He's a winner.
He's a stone cold winner.
Hold on. Can the big trade just be Kyle Tucker this offseason?
Please. Seriously, I give up the whole organization for Kyle Tucker.
If Bregman's leaving, what do you need him for anyway?
I agree.
What do you need him for? But at least with...
God, I love Kyle Tucker.
I know. He's awesome. If I can get Bregman, I'll overpay. Whatever. 3 years. I don't want 6 years of Bregman.
I'd rather overpay for 3 years than stretch out and pay less.
I know.
Without a doubt.
So you get Bregman. At least you have a third baseman that gets 25 home runs. It's a winner that apparently from Astros Twitter struggles going to his left. Great. We got a shortstop that can go to his right with no problem. If they run it back with Schwarber, I think Bregman right behind Schwarber is pretty good. I mean,
and then Turner in the five hole kind of thing. That's pretty good free swing in there a little bit.
Different idea for the four spot. We'll get to it.
Well, I said five.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're bumping everyone down.
Oh, I got
we're
you.
Bumping everyone
okay.
down. But
is it Juan Soto?
No, it's not. That'd be a pretty big offseason, Bregman and Juan Soto. It's worrisome. I'm not saying it's like a lock. Great idea. His OBP dropped to like 315 this year after multiple years of being in the 360s. So I guess you have to bank on that kind of getting
back. Well, it's good. We like to get guys who are declining.
Well, that's my problem. It's like yeah, these guys are all declining, but I sort of need them because I want to win the World Series next year.
I know. I know. They gotta win with this freaking group, man. Like, just freaking go for it. I don't care. Sell the farm.
There it is. Sell the farm, James. But, and then bone for Devin Williams. I mean, they don't want to pay Devin Williams, obviously, because they don't pay anyone in Milwaukee. They get 1 year.
Particularly relief pitchers, though. Like, if they're going to pay anyone, it's like a starting pitcher. And they paid Woodruff, and then he can't pitch anymore. It's like, whoops.
Yeah. And they get a lockdown closer. Yeah. Except against Pete Alonso.
Except in the playoffs.
Except in the playoffs.
Doing. Yeah.
But if they...
Two innings, four runs, or whatever in the playoffs.
Bregman and Devin Williams makes them a better team.
Sure.
If you're going to essentially run it back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the...
I don't want them to essentially run it back.
No, they won't. I really don't think they will. I really don't.
Really?
I in my gut, I don't think they're going to run it back. Okay. Yesterday was brutal. Did not like listening to it.
I hated it.
It was an hour and 15 that I didn't leave the studio. I just had to sit there and listen to it over. Hated it. I hated it so.
It was so depressing.
Yes.
Especially again, I'm happy you said that before, because the thing that I kept thinking was like, this guy always makes me feel better when I hear him talk, and he's making me feel worse. And I was not ready for that.
No.
All right, let's take back.
All right. So, in left field, this is early. We haven't perked off season at all.
No. It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming.
We'll get there.
Yeah, big time.
monitoring the Tyler O'Neill or Teoscar Hernandez.
I mean, two guys who have been linked by us to the Phillies over the years so many times. And I mean,
you put one of those guys in the four spot, a real power threat.
Tank shots, man.
Real power threat.
Yeah, Teoscar, big playoff home runs this year.
Sure.
Like, clearing not home run, moments not too big for him.
Home run derby winner over a...
That's what matters. I'm happy you mentioned that. It's important stuff.
Yeah. Glad they had eight All-Stars. That's awesome.
Oh, another. It's like, shut up, Dave. That's not what anyone wants to hear. And oh my God, if he talks again about how expensive players were at the deadline, zero top 100 prospects got traded. Zero in all of baseball. It couldn't have been that expensive. I'm sorry.
So either one of those guys batting cleanup feels nice.
Sure.
How's that?
Yeah.
How's
I mean, Teoscar would cost more, I think, after the year yet.
Yeah. 3 years, though. 3 years.
Sure.
Probably for both of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tyler O'Neill's younger, but his body isn't held up.
He has not proven that he could be an everyday player the same way Teoscar is.
And if you can go into a season, Martian Rojas is your center field thing, and then left field is one of those two.
Man, it's going to be, the bank's going to be dead next year. It's going to be like, oh, yay, the Phillies.
We said that last year.
Yeah.
We said it last year.
Did we? Then they were the best team in baseball for 2 months. And it was like, hey, Phillies.
Yeah,
but now we've seen that. Now they can't even do that to get us on board.
And then they won the World Series in May. And everything, everything is great. I thought the plan with Painter is going to be really interesting to monitor. You know, he pitched in the fall league on Saturday. That was exciting. That's a good way to cope with losing the playoffs.
You were ready for that.
Yeah. Although
I will say, I was shocked how many people felt like they watched it or found a way to watch it or were talking about watching it. Like, it really did feel like Phillies fans needed something.
Needed. Now, if the Arizona Fall League could grow up and get a camera that's behind the pitcher, so I feel like I can actually watch it. Right. I hate watching live streams or any video of a behind the catcher. It's brutal. Like, come on, Arizona Fall League. I need to see know what it actually looks like.
Yeah, it's a great call by you.
Thank you.
Let me throw something at you.
Okay. I'm going to throw something at you.
Good, I like that. I wouldn't do it, but it was an interesting thought from one of our coworkers, not an on-air person, but loves the Phillies, loves to talk to us about the Phillies. He said, make Painter the closer.
Yeah, he took that from me.
That was from you. He stole that from you.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting thought, though, with the idea of like, Painter is obviously going to be on an innings limit, without a doubt, 100%, as he should be, coming off Tommy John and all that. Like, the idea... I'm breaking the studio. The idea that, like, make those innings matter, and, you know, he can pitch in the postseason with an innings limit as a closer, I don't think I would do it just because, you know, he is such an important starting piece for you, but we have seen teams... Adam Wainwright won a World Series as a closer and then became a great starter for a long time. So it's doable.
It's very old school. It's old school to put your young pitcher as your closer. So it's interesting. I don't think they'll do it.
I think there's almost no chance.
Well, you have to get him ready to be a starter. So I wonder if they, and they're going to need a fifth starter.
Like, use him as a starter, give him some time off, bring him back as a closer kind of thing?
Or closer is actually a pretty big leap. I would use him as maybe a middle reliever, as maybe like a big weapon in the postseason, take down multiple innings. Would have been nice to have him in game four.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
But he's not going to pitch more than 150 innings. I mean, 150? 125.
Yeah, 125. I was thinking like 110 was like the number I had in my head, but sure, you could pitch 120 maybe.
And I'm not sure he's going to, I mean, the way Dombrowski talked yesterday, he's like, I liked what they did with Paul Skeens. You know, they keep him down in the minor leagues, and then
just till May, and then you pitch him all year. So that was weird.
I don't know.
So I didn't understand that.
Yeah. Mere wasting bullets in AAA.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting. I would try to keep him as a starter because you want him to be a starter long term, obviously. And then maybe work him into more of a bullpen role second half. And then if like you really need him to start, I don't know. The Painter thing is going to be
fascinating.
Really interesting. At least Taiwan's coming back for spring training.
They got a plan for him, buddy.
A new plan.
Got a plan.
They got a lot of
heavy
plans.
Ball.
They got a lot of plans.
All right. What are you throwing at me?
No, I was going to bring up the closer thing.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Wait, we threw the same thing at each other?
Oh, man.
What are the odds of that?
Would we?
I think that is pretty crazy, right? Am I nuts?
Are we extending Schwarber this offseason?
No.
Come on, man.
I want him here, but
for
like,
life.
I need people playing with their, you know, I need
hair on fire.
Yeah, I need a little bit of like stakes for these guys.
Mm. I would like a Schwarber.
It's fine. I don't want Schwarber going anywhere.
No,
it's fine.
Not allowed to leave. Interesting that Castellanos dropped Boris.
Very interesting. What does that tell you? So, by the way, let's finish the sentence. Drop Boris, and it's just representing himself.
Which is about as
bit of a different thing. Yes, exactly.
As it gets.
And it's probably easier after you've already made the $100 million to be like, sure, I can figure this out.
Yeah, I don't know what it means. He seems happy here.
Sure.
So,
I mean, look, he's not here after two more years when we're there. No. So,
no. I don't know. It seems like a lot of players are not exactly thrilled.
Yeah. Well, and look, we talked about it last year, but Boris had a disastrous off. Like, that was the worst offseason last year Scott Boris has ever had. I mean, he had two high-profile guys who didn't get signed till late in spring trainings when the season started. And
Jordan Montgomery got demoted.
Jordan Montgomery, the Arizona owner, came out and, like, said, that was a disaster. Yeah. I like,
won't do that again.
I hope he doesn't stay with us next year. Like, I don't ever remember an owner coming out and just crushing a player like that. That's not fair. It happens, but that was pretty wild how direct his criticism was at Jordan Montgomery.
Now, Snell figured it out eventually.
Snell was great.
Yeah.
Like, Snell was great.
But it's just one to file away with Cassianos and Boris. I don't know if that means anything for this offseason. You know, maybe he wants to, find a new home. I don't know. He seems happy, but I guess we'll see. And then the final one is about as high hopes as it gets, but I have to throw it out there because the second that these two got moved on from, I was like, we add them to the front office. Dude, Farhan's out there and Thad Levine's out there.
Yeah, I know.
Bring me one of them.
I know.
Haim's going to be the Cardinals guy next year. Bring me one of Thad Levine or Farhan.
I'm far in for Buster Posey, by the way.
I mean, that's about as like old school Flyers as it gets.
Dude, what are you thinking out there, buddy? We'll see.
Farhan is
a very smart baseball guy. Yeah.
On the margins type GM. Can't land a big one and struggles to build like a big time winner. But when it comes to finding players in the margins, I think he's really, really good.
Let's get our own Lamont Wade's type guys. You know what I'm saying? Dude, like, can we go find a freaking Lamont Wade?
I would trade Tucker for Lamont.
Me too. Sorry, buddy.
Easily.
We'll see you later.
Tucker, go to San Francisco.
Bye, Tom.
Give me a 380 OBP left field type. I think it'd stand there at this point.
Yeah.
Would die for Lamont. You can have Juan Soto. I'll take Lamont Wade.
Honestly, that might be the die. It's so great. That's the most jackfruit's comment of all time.
I would. You won't find a happier human.
Jack will be in. Everyone might not be at Citizens Bank Park, but Jack will every single game.
For Lamont Wade?
Yeah, in left field. Yelling, dude. Lamont!
Everyone would.
I love you, man.
He would be everyone's favorite Philly.
Yeah, he'd be awesome.
Mid-May.
And he's also like exactly what they need. Like just as a player, a hitter. Like they need guys who are going to come in and work at bats and take pitches and spray the ball all over. Like that's the funny thing about
the Dodgers against Kodai Senga.
I know. That's the funny thing about like the hit to all fields. It's like, yeah, like you're right. It's asinine to think they're going to be able to make this group do that.
Fine,
but
guys,
what a thought. Maybe go out and get guys who actually hit the all fields.
Hey, you know what? Maybe don't double down on the same player that you already have and trade for Austin Hayes.
I know. And people are like linking Cody Bellinger to them. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Just, like, can you think of a worse player to add to this team than Cody freaking Bellinger right now?
Lamont Wade.
Yeah. Lamont Wade.
I know. All right. Sirianni after the game in the post game.
Hold up. I did not expect you going Sirianni here. This is shocking.
This is important because in the locker room, said 18 times,
hungry, humble,
interesting,
very humble when he was yelling at the fans. Yeah,
great stuff.
Yeah,
I need Dave Dombrowski to look in the mirror. Lamont Wade. He's him, dude.
I love this so much.
I need if they get Lamont Wade,
perfect offseason,
book the world.
That was great.
This is what a podcast.
What a pod. I can't
talk about it.
I know.
Spewing for days.
I feel better.
So I came in here with a smile.
That's right. You did. You really were. You were ready for this.
I really did think they were going to win game four.
I know.
It was not a lie. I wasn't doing a
fake. No, you weren't. Now, to be fair, you did wake up the next morning and feel less good about it. Yeah.
Watch the highlights. It looks really cool.
You're like, I watched it on the last game on TV. I'm like, yeah, that's what I did, buddy. That's why I came into the post game show and said, they ain't winning tomorrow.
Looked really cooked.
And yet, you know what? They could have won.
Sure.
If
Chris Sanchez was in the game.
Or Zach Wheeler. I don't know what I thought. Yeah, Wheeler, a joke many people have said, but hey, it works. I'm happy Wheeler's going to be rested for opening day, ready to roll.
you only have so many 2.5 ERA seasons from your ace, whatever.
Good times.
They're fine. And they're going to get Trout themselves.
Don't. Nope. Stop it.
One rumor.
Yeah, what was the Trout and Rendon get both those?
Oh, guys? Yeah.
You texted me that.
That was off the air, James.
Yeah.
So, all right.
No, but it was a great line. What was it?
No, hold on.
Yeah, do it. It's good.
Hold on. And I don't want people to take this seriously.
No, this is a joke, everyone. Just an idea. This is not like a Taiwanese thing. Relax.
Just an idea. But funny. I can just imagine people with signs outside Citizens Bank Park. I was envisioning this. And it was just people saying, Turner and Bone for Trout and Rendon. Turner and Bone for Trout and Rendon. I mean, you take it. That's great.
And I said you found the two people, the only two people I wouldn't trade Trey Turner for or Chase Turner for.
Turner and Bone for Trout and Rendon. Oh, come on.
It is so catchy.
Do you think I can start a movement?
Yes.
Do you think
yes, I think so. Anthony Rendon has played like 5 baseball games since he signed that contract.
If Rendon came here and said, I actually hate playing baseball. I know. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? It would be incredible.
The content would be top tier.
Through the roof. Through the roof.
He was so great. What a bummer.
Dude, Anthony Rendon is my favorite player in baseball.
Dude, he was such a great time. We loved him on that. We talked to him. Yeah. Like, what a great hitter he was.
And final thing here. I'm happy that Rob Thompson's back. I really am. Like, I'm fine with it. I was getting really excited about a manager search.
Yeah.
I was ready to talk about, like, Ryan Huntley and Jason Varitek. And if they do eventually, I think next year.
I do think the younger guys, it's becoming a younger guys thing.
Well, I think this team needs, if I had to diagnose what they need or could use, is having an ex-player that's done it.
That's done it recently, too, like Stephen Vogt.
Stephen Vogt, I know. And someone that's done it recently that has some cachet to say, this isn't good enough.
Yeah.
This isn't good enough.
Yeah.
You can only let the guys just do what they want to do for so long before they just get into bad habits. So if they do eventually move on from Thompson, I think like the younger, you know, obviously everyone wants the catcher, you know, mm-hmm. the guy that called the game. I mean, AJ Hinch is a great manager.
He's a great man. What he is, Philly, it's right? So impressive.
And obviously Stephen Vogt's been really good. Do you not want Brad Ausmus? I know that, but like there's a lot of interesting candidates out there, you know, that sort of got robbed about talking about, but I'm happy for Topper and hopefully
you'll get a chance to talk about them at some point down the road.
Sure. Yeah. Who do you think the city's more in on, Sirianni or Topper?
Topper, which let me tell you, it's not a huge endorsement of Topper. I mean, is there a single, other than Elliot Shore Parks, is there a single Philadelphian who's in on Nick Sirianni right now?
Ken and Cinnamonson.
You're right. But Ken's starting to bail a little bit more than he was before.
He called him a special coach yesterday.
Did he yesterday? So yeah.
I would disagree.
Yeah.
And again,
he wins. That's his whole argument, is he wins games.
Yeah. I know.
You love Nick, though. You're a big Nick believer.
Always have been. Always have been.
We know we're off the rails when we're talking Nick Sirianni.
Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. I got to do that for 4 hours.
Go get Lamont Wade. This is very simple.
Or Turner and Bone for Trout Rendon. Turner and Bone for Trout Rendon. Come on.
He's Ritz and Seltzer.